R. Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music. The Happy Valley community lies between Lenoir and Blowing Rock along the Yadkin River. This fertile valley is so scenic and peaceful that early settlers gave it the name Happy Valley. The valley was home to General William Lenoir, for whom the Caldwell County seat of Lenoir was named. His home, Fort Defiance, is on the National Register of Historic Places, open regularly to visitors, and also hosts several public events a year.
Hang it, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. You killed poor Laurie Foster, and you know you're bound to die. You left her by the roadside where you begged to be excused. You left her by the roadside, then you hit her clothes and shoes.
This area was the setting for the legendary Tom Dooley murder story and love triangle. Tom, Laura Foster, Ann Melton, and Sheriff Grayson all walked this ground. And today, you can visit Laura Foster's grave and feel the power of the song that helped to launch the folk revival of the 1960s. Daniel Boone even used the community of Elkville as a home base when he explored Kentucky. A unique music venue and community gathering space is the Chapel of Rest. The chapel was originally built in 1887. After the original chapel burned, a new one was built in 1917. This small, traditional church no longer hosts a consistent congregation, but it is open for visitors and hosts concerts and can be rented for events. The acoustics of the chapel are breathtaking, and it's said that a few ghosts may roam the cemetery grounds out back. The Chapel of Rest is a site on the Blue Ridge Music Trails. It's open to visitors during daylight hours and hosts several traditional music concerts a year. Patrick and Kay Crouch serve as musical mayors for Caldwell County. They make their home in Happy Valley, but can be found almost nightly out and about picking and singing. A Caldwell County native, Patrick was musical from an early age. He entertained classmates with his guitar from age 11. He earned his music education degree from Appalachian State University and directed the Granite Falls Middle School Band for 29 years. Kay Crouch came to the area to study music at Appalachian State. She has also spent a career as a music educator across many styles and instruments. The duo is joined by Ron Shuffler, brother of legendary guitarist George Shuffler, in their band, Strictly Clean and Decent. The Crouches maintain a newsletter of musical happenings in the area and spearhead the annual Caldwell Musicians Showcase. Patrick and Strictly Clean and Decent are members of the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area's Traditional Artists Directory.
Dear Juliana, welcome to this big world. I'm so glad the Lord made you our baby girl. You're such a pretty thing, and your smile warms my heart. Just don't grow up too fast, 'cause you fit perfect in my arms.
Bob Cogut is a member of the Traditional Artist Directory as well. His fiddle shop is also a site on the Blue Ridge Craft Trails. Bob grew up in Philadelphia and spent time in Florida before making his way to Happy Valley. He was inspired to play bluegrass music after his brother took him to see a Bill Monroe concert. Once he started playing, he didn't stop. Bob played gigs and contests throughout the Southeast and eventually came to call Happy Valley home. He's been a part of the musical community in Caldwell County as a performer for decades, but his impact as a fiddle builder has spread even further. Bob has built more than 200 fiddles, and some have found their way into the hands of players like Daryl Anger, Nikki Sanders of the Steep Canyon Rangers, Josh Goforth, and Carly Arrowwood. One of Bob's fiddles found a home in the hands of a traditional musician in India. In 2021, Bob was inducted into the Blue Ridge Music Hall of Fame for his contributions to the musical community.
Well, the poor I come down to the depot. In time to catch a cannonball. I got the blues, Chattanooga. Won't be back to late next fall.
In the early 2000s, a group of local musicians got together and planned a festival to celebrate the music and agricultural heritage of the Happy Valley area. The first Happy Valley Fiddlers Convention took place in 2005. This festival is held annually on Labor Day weekend in a pasture along the Yadkin River, the same pasture where Laura Foster is buried. Festival programs have included recollections of the Tom Dula legend told at the gravesite by the late Bobby McMillan and author Sharon McCrum. Other festival programs include a Saturday full of contests, a Sunday with performances by regional and national bands, a kids' stage, and farm demonstrations. The festival is punctuated by a liver mush breakfast and jam session on Labor Day Monday after the festival. In 2021, the Happy Valley Filling Station opened. This location serves pizza and brews beer from a refurbished gas station. It offers plenty of outside seating, a fire pit, and outdoor games. But the Happy Valley Filling Station also hosts live music from local bands as well as a weekly open mic night. With a peaceful rural landscape, some highly musical community members, and annual events, it's no surprise that they call this valley happy. Find your own Happy Valley musical adventure down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina.
Down the road he comes to the turn, rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down the line.
Down the Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.